Banks reopen in Greece today, but cash limits remain. Plus, in a few minutes, Uber if your back hurts. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. After 3 weeks of financial purgatory, retail banks are reopening today in Greece. Still, people can only take out about 60 euros, that's $66 a day, but they can take out several days' worth. And, mercifully, people will finally be able to get into their safety deposit boxes. Economist Vicky Price is at the Center for Economics and Business Research in London. Ms. Price, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how significant a step is this that the banks in Greece are finally reopened?
What's going to be happening now is that there are still controls in terms of how much money you can take out. So you can take it out all at once or you can stagger it during the week. But it does make a difference for example, pensioners who had to queue and get only a very small percentage of what they were entitled to before. Now they can get their pensions easily without necessarily needing to worry about which branch may be open. So that eases some of the tensions.
And all this made possible by some emergency funding from the Europeans for that banking system.
The European Central Bank announced that it would indeed be increasing the emergency liquidity assistance it gives to Greece by 900 million euros. It isn't very much money. It means that you can't really reopen fully yet. I suspect that they will now increase that cap even more. But for the moment, there were still the capital controls in the sense that there are restrictions on importing, and that is really affecting the economy, which is relying hugely on imports to survive.
We also see that, effective immediately, the value-added tax in Greece, essentially a sales tax, is rising to 23%, but I guess it's going back to 23% after being temporarily lowered, if I have this right.
The concern about this is, first of all, it just costs much more, and the Greeks have seen their income slashed in the last few years. The second thing is whether that's going to encourage lots of people not to ask for the bills, which then add the VAT on. I think, and lots of economists agree, that those austerity measures make very little sense right now. What Greece needs is growth measures, and raising taxation doesn't necessarily do that, unfortunately. So the Greeks will have to bear this, and the problem with that is, of course, that instead of growth this year, which had been forecast of about 3%, we're going to see a contraction of at least 3% before things start improving again.
Vicky Price keeps a close watch on Greece at the Center for Economics and Business Research in London. Ms. Price, thank you.
Thank you.
Sales tax is higher than Greece's 23% in some parts of the European Union, but it's 20% in the UK, 19% in Germany. We're following news in the U.S. defense industry this morning. Reuters and others are reporting that the huge government contractor Lockheed Martin is planning to buy Sikorsky aircraft for $8 billion. Sikorsky makes helicopters, including the Black Hawk. If this moves forward, there will be antitrust questions, and the Pentagon will have a strong say in any decision. And the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company is filing for bankruptcy protection. Again, you may know A&P as Pathmark, Food Emporium, Walbaum's, and Superfresh, among others. Competition from the top and bottom has eaten away at the profits for more traditional grocery chains. A&P is the first grocery chain in America. It filed for bankruptcy in 2010 as well. If you need a car service, there are apps. There's also an app for those in need of a legit massage. One is called Zeel, Z-E-E-L, and its CEO is Samer Amata. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Now, your firm is sometimes referred to as a kind of Uber for massages. You need a legit massage, you know, tight muscles, back pain, no hanky-panky. You trigger your, what, smartphone?
Yes, you can download an iPhone app or an Android app. Press a button and summon a massage therapist in as little as 1 hour to your home.
But here's the thing. One worries about your massage professionals. You don't want to send them into harm's way. There are creeps who misunderstand the nature of massage, right?
We've done something very innovative that, quite frankly, really only Airbnb has done to date. And that is verify the identity of the customer prior to sending the therapist. And this makes the therapist feel very safe.
Well, this is the thing with the peer-to-peer economy. people need to know each other a bit. But to know somebody means a customer has to give up a bit of privacy.
Yeah, that's right. I think consumers are more accustomed, increasingly so, to give up some privacy. When we first launched just over 2 years ago, it was obviously a worse situation. We would have drop-off rates of 50, sometimes even 60%. But we were also weeding out a lot of the creeps.
As more businesses, what do we want to call it, Uber-ify, are you optimistic that customers will end up feeling somewhat more comfortable about giving up some privacy in return for something?
Oh, absolutely. And we're already seeing it. So the aforementioned 50-60% drop-off rates are now around 30%. People are actually doing it because they understand what it means to get a massage. And we've been receiving calls now from some of our peers in this sharing economy who are asking us, hey, how did you do this exactly? We want to consider doing it now as well to make our vendors more comfortable entering the home.
Samer Hamada is CEO of Zeel, a company spelled Z-E-E-L, which does same-day in-home massages, which you can summon via a smartphone app. Mr. Hamada, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
There's news this morning that a site called Ashley Madison that hooks up people who want to cheat on their spouses has been hacked with the private information of all the adulterers and wannabe adulterers now vulnerable. Unidentified hackers seem to believe the site is not a force for good and want it shut down. Among the reasons I mention this is scale. While, say, the New York Times has a weekly circulation of 2.6 million, this Ashley Madison cheating site reports 37 million users. That's more than the population of the entire metro areas of New York and Los Angeles combined. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.